Good morning. We are talking with Dave and Lacey as we get ready for the Suicide Awareness Color Run Walk that's coming up on September 20th. Lacey, I know you were in here earlier. We were kind of talking about the nuts and bolts of the event and how it got started and all of the vendors that are going to be there, which sounds amazing. Of course, we talked Dunkin' Donuts is going to be there, Scoopy from Culver's, there'll be vendors. Just really a wide variety of things for people to kind of remember. I know we talked about the memorial wall as well. But I know you want to mention suicide survivors, and we have one with us today. Dave, welcome.
Thank you.
So I'll let you kind of talk about how this event is an event that those who have had a family member commit suicide can kind of connect with one another.
Yeah, Lori, thank you. One of the things that we know from talking to families or friends, people that are survivors of a loved one's decision to die by suicide, often feel very alone because it's a different type of death than if somebody has cancer or gets killed in an accident. And there is a lot of stigma around the idea that somebody would take their own life. So what we want to do by having an event like this is to say, it is okay. It's not any different. It is different, but at the same time, it's still a grieving process. And we want our community members and families and friends of people that have died by suicide to know that they have resources and that we're here to support them through that. And so that's why this event is so important, because we really want to try to reduce that stigma and give people the opportunity to talk and grieve their loss, and hopefully help other people that are having those same thoughts know that, hey, it's okay to talk about this, and there's people out there that'll support me.
Death is a very difficult topic to talk about. You know, it's going to happen to all of us, and you never know when it's your time. And anybody who's gone through a death of a loved one knows just how heart-wrenching and gut-wrenching it is. But like you mentioned, you know, having a loved one die by suicide is a different gut-wrenching that unless you've experienced it, you really can't understand it. And so Dave, unfortunately your family has had to deal with that, but, now you're trying to give back, being involved in this. I know you guys, did another fundraiser as well. So I'll just kind of let you talk about, you know, how it is that you guys have kind of turned towards helping people.
Well, I think after our grandson committed suicide, you know, it's always such a sudden thing. It's just all out of the blue, and you don't know at first what to do. And after we had went through the first part of it, and we got involved last year with the suicide walk, we just knew before going into that walk, we wanted to do something more. We wanted to reach out to more people, and actually we just put ourselves out there for people. So if, hey, if you need to talk to us, come talk to us, because what we found out is there's so many people that have issues with communication and talking to other people, and they're afraid to talk. They're afraid to say, I have a weakness, or I don't want to be stigmatized because, you know, people will
whatever
think
reason, yeah,
for whatever, they'll think I'm weak. So, you know, that was one of the things that we wanted to do, and we wanted to put ourselves out there so people knew that, you know, don't be afraid to talk. You know, there's where I read was really interesting. The suicide, I just heard this, correct me if I'm wrong, but every 11 minutes in the United States, somebody commits suicide.
Wow.
Every 11 minutes. And
that is crazy. It's that is just, absolutely crazy.
It's just, it's terrible, you know, and it doesn't know race. It doesn't know gender. Mental illness and depression and anxiety affects all phases of people. And I think we got to break that down and, you know, just communicating, talking to your family, talking to your kids, your grandkids. I mean, that's what my wife and I, we look at. It's like, what can we do? What can we do to have people know that there's resources out there and you can talk to? Because just recently there's been two people that have took their own lives in the area that we both knew, and you know, it's heartbreaking because we had just talked about, we were hoping that we would get through like a year without having to read about that or hear about that, and here we didn't make it. So it's, I think the biggest thing in the community is, like she said, is the walk brings people together to know that the people that we've lost had value, and we want, you know, that they're just not gone. It's just not out of everybody's life. So I think that's one of the things that we've tried to push. And then the event that we did with Mississippi Meets, we started last year, and honestly, I think in the 2 years that we've done it, the community has been great. We're going to come close to $7,000 we've raised.
Wow.
That we're putting back into the suicide prevention fund. And we want to, the grandparents, our grandson's parents, we're all involved, and it's important to us. But I hope the community comes out and supports the walk. And like I said, more than anything, it's to show support for the survivors. It's amazing how many people will come up to you and tell you they have family members. Our first event, we had a lady show up at Mississippi Meet. She was probably 55 years old. And she said to me, she says, "What are you doing this event for?" I said, "We're doing it for suicide prevention." She goes, and she started crying. And I asked her, "Are you okay?" And she says, she goes, "This is really great because I want you to know that my dad committed suicide when I was 10 years old, and I've lived with that for my entire life." And that hit home to me, that, you know, that's why we've got to make sure that we talk about it, and we can't put stigmatism out there on people, no matter how old, young, or whatever.
Yeah, and of course, we were talking kind of off air, you know, mental health is physical health. And, you know, we've come a very, very long way in the last 10 to 15 years, but there's still a long way to go. And you brought up communication is key. So events like this where, you know, you're normalizing talking about it, you're normalizing talking about survivors and the grief that they have that's maybe different than other people. This is all kind of another step in normalizing that. And, you know, hopefully getting to someday where it's not every 11 minutes, this is happening, that maybe it's every 11 days or maybe 111 days. Like, you know, this is something that we can keep working towards. So again, the event is coming up on September 20th. It's the Suicide Awareness Color Run. Race day registration kicks off at 7:30 a.m. There is that memorial tribute at 8 a.m. and then the race time at 8:15. For more information on the event, how to register, all that stuff, you can go to the Crossing Rivers website. They've got all of the information there. And I appreciate you coming today, Dave, kind of sharing your story, and Lacey.
Thank you.
I know you got one more thing you want to add.
Just one more thing. We do have a Survivors of Suicide support group. It meets the third Monday of every month at 6:30 at the River District Hotel.
All right. Well, keep that in mind. And I'm sure there'll be information about that down at the Color Run as well. So thank you both for joining us this morning as we get ready for the Color Run Suicide Awareness Walk coming up September 20th on St. Farrell Island.